Yay! I am so excited for another episode on becoming limitless and what it takes to master the human things, birth your vision, your mission into the world. And today I have a dear client, Olivia Sage, who just got back from her retreat. And what I love about her work is she really helps you to drop in to the body through your magnetism, trauma, nervous system regulation within retreats, and the power of this work in retreats, trauma, nervous system, and the co-regulation of what happens when we are in person. I know Olivia also plays around in the plant medicine world as well. We'll dive into that. I feel as though I can never actually introduce people enough in the way that they can. So, welcome, Olivia. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about you, your story. This is like my favorite part. So, if you're listening, grab the popcorn, a pen, paper, tea, something that's going to help you drop deeper into your body in this experience of like someone else's story and see what relates with you.
Yeah, so my story is just growing up in Turkey in a family that looked really perfect from the outside. My father was a police chief, my mom was a teacher. I have a sister too. We're two girls, very successful at school. And we just looked like the perfect family on the outside. But on the inside, a lot was going on. A lot of my father was an alcoholic, but we didn't talk about it. And there was physical abuse. So I grew up in survival mode. I grew up going to sleep, wondering what's going to happen if I sleep. So I was always hyper vigilant, trying to tune into my parents' emotions and feelings and what's going on more than my own. So I basically grew up learning to make sure everybody else is okay and then put myself last, if that. So that brought me to, in my 20s, create the same dynamic in my relationships. I checked all these boxes to make other people happy. So I did my master's because my mom is a teacher and that was a non-negotiable. And then I got married and had a kid and that was a non-negotiable for my dad. So I was living my life very much outside in, trying to make my parents happy, the society happy. Back in Turkey, also dressing up the way I was supposed to dress up instead of like expressing myself. So there was a day I remember where I checked all the boxes that I thought was gonna make me happy. I was just done. I was like, I'm married. I did my master's. I moved to Miami from New York. Like, after having two miscarriages in New York, I started learning about my body a little bit, and then I shifted some things enough to have a healthy baby. So I was living on the beach, had my dream baby, my rainbow baby, had my dream car. Like, everything was just like, had my master's, was a consultant for a company, and everything was just like so good. Yet I was so miserable on the inside. I just couldn't understand what was going on until one night I remember just looking at the mirror and just, I was just like, who are you? Who even are you? Like, I couldn't even recognize myself. So that's the point where I realized something was really, really wrong, even though everything looked good on paper. And that's where my starting point was of on my own healing journey and learning who I am and learning what parts of myself I left behind and my purpose, finding my purpose, finding self-love, which is thrown around so much, but it's like true, true self-love, which comes with also boundaries and the way I talk to myself, the way I carry myself, the way I learn how to regulate my nervous system and lead myself. And that brought me to the work I do, which is teaching women and couples to get to know themselves, heal their traumas, learn to regulate their emotions, and co-regulate together through coaching and retreats.
Yeah, how many of you are listening can relate to some part of Olivia's story and the trauma that we experience growing up and being in school, and how that then goes to impact the relationships, right? Because something that I didn't really point out is like you really do work with the masculine and the feminine and how to thrive within the relationship and how the body keeps the score, and this shows up in your present relationship consciously or subconsciously. It might not even be the relationship that you're in, but because of what your body is holding on to, attracting the same patterned person, man, woman, partner, and it continues to repeat itself. And I think what is really powerful in the work of like doing this together is we get to see that we're not alone in these patterns that block us from really experiencing what it's like to be limitless and to grow through these experiences that we get to then alchemize and turn them into our passion and our purpose, and how much we get to heal together through relationship, even relationship mentor to student or sister or friends, but especially within that person that you live with and you do life with. And I'm curious for you, because I know that you have the man of your dreams now. What was it like before you attracted this one? And how did you get to where you are now with the love of your life? Like, I'm gonna drop Olivia's Instagram below the show notes, but like, the love that they have, you can feel it through the videos. Like, it's so real. It makes me want to cry.
Thank you. I'm happy it shows, and that's my goal to show people what's possible, because sometimes people don't go for what they want because they've never seen it happen. They don't have a healthy model. They don't have a model of a healthy relationship with their parents or anyone around them. So one thing I hear a lot from my clients is that I don't even know what I'm trying to create. I don't know how it feels like. I don't know how it looks like. So in the retreat, my partner was with me, and that was a big theme of everybody was like, we just love the way you guys interact, the way he's supporting you, the way, you know, you're interacting the masculine and the feminine. So it's one of my biggest desires to show people what's possible. And to answer your question, what was it like for me before? It was not good. It was a lot of people pleasing. I didn't have any boundaries. And even when I learned about boundaries, I would establish them. But when my boundaries get crossed, I just didn't know how to enforce them. There was a lot of lack of boundaries in my own, you know, internal boundaries as well. So there was a lot of lack of self-trust. Again, because of the way I grew up, I was not like my parents made all the decisions. So I never got to make decisions and make mistakes and learn from them. So, but in terms of like romantic relationships, it was a lot of like, I'm not okay until this person is okay. I took the whole responsibility of making the other person happy. And the more I gave and the more I sacrificed, the more I put into the person, the more it seemed like I was pushing them away. So once I got a divorce from my son's father and I was dating, I realized, you know, doing the work I started doing, it started shifting. I started attracting a little, you know, different men, but still I could see the patterns. I actually read yesterday that Carl Jung said that if you survive a narcissistic relationship and if you heal truly, purely, then like, is it something like nobody can mess with you, you know, because you become so like ingrained in like who you are. And you, if you truly fully heal, then you have the best boundaries that anybody can have. You have the best self-love that anybody can have because you suffered so much and you healed so hard that I got to a place where I got into this relationship with my partner, and it was almost like he was a little bit anxious one in the relationship. It went the other way around a little bit. I was like, wait a second, how did that happen? I think I too healed a little too hard, you know? But then it of course balances it out, because we all have our strengths and weaknesses. And him and I think one of the reasons our relationship is so successful is we trust each other to lead. And of course, it's more like 80-20. He leads a lot more, but there are parts where he also trusted me when it comes to healing and spirituality. And he was so open-minded, while teaching me certain things that I was not really good at. So we've been rising together. And I think that's like the key is to acknowledge and respect and almost like devote each other to each other's strengths and surrender to each other's strengths as well.
Yeah, and I love what you said about this ability to fully heal from that narcissistic relationship, because when you said it, it's just like my body was like, oh, that's actually what I did when I left my last relationship. 3.5 years I was alone, and I became so anchored in who I am and what I wasn't going to settle for. Like my self-love is so strong, even with two kids and a husband. But I'm curious for those that are listening, like, how do we begin the healing journey? Because for me, for example, it was leaving this relationship that was okay to go and see if I could find what I deeply desired, where I wasn't just an option, I was the only option. And so I didn't settle. But I realized that this was karmic and it was ancestral. So looking back, I was like, it gives me full body chills to say that. But looking back, I realized how hard it was to leave him. But I didn't realize it was so hard because this is what both of my parents did. And so looking back, I'm like, oh, I was the first person, and I don't know how far back that I chose myself and I didn't settle. And so it really did make me become the one that was like writing a different story for my entire lineage. And I know for you, like, this is something that you speak to with the trauma and past trauma, and maybe not even it being your trauma, but like for those that are listening, like, what if I am in a toxic relationship? Or what if I am in the loop where I continue to attract the same type of person? Like, where do I begin?
I think, like you said, it's so important to be able to trace it back to where it's coming from. In this retreat that I just came from, I also did my own work. And one of the things I realized was that I was carrying this guilt of having everything I want because my mom and my grandmother and my great grandmother, they didn't have it. So even though I had a dream relationship and my business is like everything is great, I was finding little things to complain instead of like leaning in to what I have created, right? So for me, I realized I was carrying guilt because my grandmother and my mother didn't have it. So the way I shifted that was to send so much gratitude to them for being so strong and resilient and and sustaining us with what they had, which was not much. So shifting that guilt into gratitude and sending my grandmother, great grandmother, my mother so much love, and then also taking that strength and resilience, not to be in survival and to shrink myself to settle, but to create something different and heal my maternal like family line and ancestry. And then there's also the work I had to do with the masculine part as well. But this retreat, we had a lot of like this whole theme was the mother wound actually for everyone. So if somebody's in a toxic relationship, I think the first thing is faith. Like believing that you are worthy of what you actually deeply desire. Once you get anchored in your belief that you are worthy of that, which comes through healing, somatic healing. I do, I'm very big on somatic healing because I have a lot of clients who have done years of therapy, hypnotherapy, like working just with the mind is a little bit limiting. There's always more, like you said, the body keeps the score. So going deeper through plant medicine, through somatic work is the key to realizing that you are worthy of the love that you desire and that it is possible. And once you have that anchored in, from there you can take the steps to really discern what belongs to you and what doesn't belong to you. Because we are all, if you're not happy in your relationship, you're repeating a pattern in one way or another, right? So just it's identifying and changing those patterns through shadow work, through somatic work, through plant medicine.
Yeah, and I loved what you said about this. If this is happening, it's a pattern, because every relationship is showing you a pattern. So if this is showing up in your relationships, it's showing up in your money, it's showing up in your motherhood, it's showing up in any type of relationship that you have in some way or another. And I love what you say is like, I am worthy of this love, and to believe. And I know there's some of you that are feeling this deeply because my heart is like wanting to cry a little bit. My eyes are watering. So I know what it's like to desire because I've been there before. But like knowing that what you desire is out there. And anytime we want to really own what we're worthy of, it means we have to walk away and set standards, higher boundaries, and really listen to that whisper. The same thing in our business, same thing with our relationship and money. You are worthy of more. You are worthy of what you desire. It's calling you in and it's calling you forward. It's getting clear on what is it that you want and why is this pattern repeating itself? Like Olivia said, coming back to the core, where is this coming from? And for me, I didn't know until 3.5 years later when I was like, crying like, oh, my parents chose me. God it. Why did they choose me? But it's like you're being chosen to heal a part. And it's like your answer. Like, I don't know what everyone believes that's listening, but for me, it's like your children choose you before they arrive. And so, same thing with our parents, right? We chose our parents before we arrived. They chose us to do the work that we've chosen. And it's a gift, it's a blessing, and it's a curse. It's like, gosh, do we have to do more? Do we, you know? And I did plant medicine in the beginning of my healing journey as well. And then I came to somatics and yoga and more like, I wouldn't say substance free, but yeah. Substance free in that sense, because I got what I needed from the plant medicine at the time and it healed a miscarriage and allowed me to release that spirit from a very toxic relationship, and it served me at that time. For those that are listening, where do you begin with your clients when they are wanting to heal their relationship, to heal trauma, to attract that person? Like, they know they're in a pattern. They know they're here to do the ancestral work. Like, where is it that you begin with them to help them identify where the loop is being repeated, where the cycle is being manifested?
So I start with a worksheet that's called a mirror work in relationships, and I just get to the bottom of like what do they think love is? Because I talk to couples who have been married for 15 years, and when I ask them that question, they're not agreeing on it. And that's very interesting to me because they think, we all think what love is from what we saw from our parents. So I start with my clients with this mirror exercise and asking them, what did you see? What do you think love is? Like growing up, what did you see? The way your mom related to your dad, the way your dad related to your mom, and then the way they related to you, and also can be aunts and grandparents, the dynamics. And let's say one client, this 15-year-old married client, for her, love means sacrifice. So she was sacrificing the way she thinks what sacrifice is. And the things she was doing, her husband didn't really care about at all. For him, he just wanted to be respected and he just wanted her to be proud of him, right? So there was a huge gap, even though they loved each other and they love each other and they're very attracted to each other. There was a huge gap in terms of the way they wanted to receive love because they had a very different belief when it came to what love means. So when I start there, then even people are like, I don't even know, right? And then we do some digging and digging and digging. And then they're like, oh, no wonder I have this pattern when I'm dating. Oh, no wonder my husband always, makes me feel this way. Because our beliefs makes, creates our emotions, and then emotions create the actions, and there's your life. So tracing that back is the key.
Yeah, and really, it sounds like getting on the same page, right? Like similar to the five love languages, each person experiences love, but like what does love mean to each person so that we can see where we may not be in agreement and can find like the merging of the masculine and feminine.
Yeah, and that requires again the healing, because if you're not healed, you're not going to be able to give that love the way your partner wants. Because one of the most common patterns I see in relationship is holding back love, right? So let's say the wife is like, oh, once he does this, then I will give him respect, let's say. And the husband is, I know what she wants. She likes being chased. She loved it when I chased her in the beginning of the relationship. but I feel disrespected. So I'm not going to give that to her right now. So they're both holding back the thing, this person that they love and they're creating a life with. And it's so sad, actually, seeing these people wanting the same thing, which is like connection and closeness, intimacy, love, safety, but they're both holding back at the same time, and they're both waiting for each other to take one step so they can take one step, because we've been so hurt. All of us have been hurt in our relationships, in different relationships, romantic and before, that we're all so scared. It is so hard to be brave enough to open your heart again. But the only way to trust is to trust, and the only way to trust is again to heal. So the more we heal those past wounds, the more we can show up in the present moment with an open heart and receive that love and give love for love's sake.
Yeah, and it sounds too like each one putting on the armor. And if you're putting on the armor, then you're not opening the heart to receive what it is you desire, the connection and the love. So the healing is what allows you to take your armor down. What would you say, Olivia, in a relationship? How does one become limitless in their relationship?
So relationships are our biggest mirror, romantic or not. We are both moms, so this also applies to our children, right? And there was a point where my son was, I was feeling triggered when my son was like talking back at me, and let's say that little trigger is the spot where you can go and do your shadow work, right? And I realized in that moment I did not feel heard growing up as a child. So when my son was talking back at me, it really triggered me in the beginning, and it was beautiful because then I get to learn myself and what I went through as a child, and I get to heal that. So in romantic relationships, same way, the shadow work and getting to know yourself and becoming your own soulmate, which is the name of for my, podcast. And that's where we all need to start, with ourselves and getting to know yourself. Not the surface level things like what color you like or what food you like, but going really, really deep and understanding who you are at a soul level. And there are different tools for that, but my favorite one is breath work and shadow work. So breath works, shuts down the prefrontal cortex. We go straight into the nervous system and the subconscious mind. So I had my clients have big, big life-changing transformations in one breath work session. And also shadow work is a big part where we get to find those parts of ourselves where we suppressed and denied. When my clients, or when if you are feeling like you're not worthy of love, you feel like something is wrong with you, and you just cannot get the love you want, no matter how hard you try, I would start with the shadow work and really dig deep and integrate those parts of yourself. Because when we don't do the shadow work, and when those parts of us are denied and suppressed and made to feel bad, then we feel bad inside. We feel like something is wrong with us. So to be able to feel more whole and worthy of love, we need to call those shadows. And there are some of them are light shadows, beautiful gifts that we suppressed. For me, one of the biggest one was my sensuality, and I had a lot of shame around that because I grew up in Turkey, which is a mostly Muslim country, even though my parents are not Muslim, or religious at all. It made me disconnect kind of from God because it was like a punishing God, and I couldn't express myself, and I had to suppress that sensual part, and I couldn't dress the way I want to dress. I couldn't even speak up and express myself the way I wanted to. So understanding that and healing that was a huge game changer for me, and it allowed me to embody my healthy feminine after doing that work.
Yeah, and when it comes to in relationship too, it's like we get to do the shadow work, we get to do the breath work, we get to utilize these tools to know that that's going to bring us more connection and more intimacy, and that the level of love that you can feel within a relationship mirrors back to your ability to heal the trauma and love yourself. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That's why you have patterns, because you're not healing. You're just is you know, you can break up with the person you're with, and you can just get a new date.
Yeah.
But you are, wherever you go, there you are. So
Exactly.
it's important to use that as a mirror and be grateful for that. Are something to be grateful for. All those triggers are something to be grateful for. All those little fights and misunderstandings are the portal for you to understand yourself deeper and better and be there for your inner child. Because most of the time when couples fight, it's not them in the present moment fighting. It's the memories
Yeah.
and the traumas that are coming out as reactions. Because trauma always comes out as a reaction. It doesn't just touch you on the arm and be like, hey, by the way, you have some mother wound over there that.
Ah, we wish, right?
Yeah, we wish we could do all conscious healing, which we can
And
do some
yeah.
of too, but most of it is like you need to learn to go deeper into the triggers, into the ergo, into the wounds, into the patterns.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to share, to sprinkle, give your wisdom, your expertise. I want to drop into what your magic is, what you're hosting, where people can go and find you. But before we do, I know that you danced around in joining the wave and being in my world for some time. And it's like, this is the powerhouse type of leaders that are inside of the wave, like really doing the work and sitting in the work of who do I become so that I can lead. And I know that you do this in your relationship, you do this in your life, and it's been such a gift to get to know you this year and you finally saying yes to riding the wave. What has that experience been like for you?
Oh, the wave has changed my life for sure. And the way I was saying, I created my life from outside in, that was true for my business too, because there's so much noise in the coaching industry. And I was feeling like I'm being pulled, in many directions. And once I have decided and joined the wave, I started creating that my business from inside out, just like I did for my own life and purpose and relationships. I was like, I just need to apply it to my business. I need to do it inside out. I need to do it. I just knew what I needed to do, but not quite. So I did have a few interactions with you before I joined the wave, and we were in a membership. And I remember asking you a question one time, and you didn't even know who I was. And I remember you responding to me, and it was so genuine. I asked you, wait, how did you go from that to that? Like that, you had this huge explosion, and you were just like so humble and real. And it was not like, oh, it's my secret strategy, and you have to get into my world to get the strategy. No, it was not like that. It was just like so honest and open, and I really felt like your love and the groundedness and the honesty, and that pulled me in. And when I started exploring, I also joined your program, and then I joined the wave and together, so that was nice. It really helped me go through the healing work I did, but this time business focused, right? Starting from the root up and just creating things from inside out. And I was in the middle of selling my retreat actually when I joined the wave, and I had moments where I was like, oh my God, I only have four people, nobody's buying, and I only have 10 spots, by the way. I like to keep them small and intimate, but I was like, oh no, what's gonna happen? And I went into fear. And through the wave and through our calls, you really taught me that, how to keep the vision and really the trust in myself and the trust in the work I do through the ups and downs, through the contractions. And my retreat did get sold out actually at the end. And it was the most beautiful group of people that could have been there. And it was much better than last one. The people, the way I was, the confidence I had into leading people and organizing everything, it really showed. And they really felt my care. They really felt cared for because I was not, because I was very grounded in what I do and, how good this is.
And I love that too, because it's always like last minute things sell out, especially right now. People are just on edge and when they're saying yes, but when you're able to hold that vision, not only do you attract the perfect collective to come together, it's like you also see how much you've grown and expanded. Retreats are the expansion for both the facilitator and the students, and your students that you attract are a mere reflection of that work that you've done. And yeah. running your business from the root chakra, grounding on a solid foundation of like who you are and why you're here, and using those shadows to allow you to grow and expand your money and your worth and your joy. And yeah, I love what you say about, I feel like this happens in my world a lot where people flirt with me, they test it out, they get coached by me on one thing, and they're like, wait, is that what she gave me in the free experience? Like, how can I get more of this? And Olivia's been like, okay, and tell me how I can bring people on your retreats. Tell me how I can bring people into the wave. Give me the links. And this is what I really talk about, is like creating a movement, because I know that this is what your clients do for you as well. It's like through word of mouth, you grow and expand. But when your work is at the core of transformation, your clients sell your work for you, and that's where the ripple that you've done, the work that you've done on your own life, becomes a wave in the world. And that's all what the wave is about. Like, how can we reach more people and get on the wave of inner transformation that makes us abundantly rich in more areas than just the bank, right?
Absolutely. Right now, the retreat went so well. Everybody just walked in, walked out like radiating with love and joy, and they're just playing, making these decisions, leaning into their purpose. And, they're already healing their relationships with their moms. And, everybody's so like, our chat is just blowing up. Like, we have this after party that, I already set the dates for the next one, and I'm not even worried. It's like my people, this group is gonna sell my next retreat.
Exactly. So good. Well, Olivia, tell us, where is your next retreat? How can we find you? I'll put everything in the show notes so it's an easy click away, but like, what's next? Where can we jump on board?
Yeah, so the next retreat is in April 15 to 19 in Tulum, Mexico, in this beautiful land that has been built with so much love in the last 38 years. And I also have a fee spot for private coaching for women or couples. So I will send you the link. But I do hang out on Instagram a lot. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can DM me and I can send you the link that you're interested in.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Here's to becoming limitless in and through the body. I will drop all the links so you can run and follow Olivia, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.